This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, now it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know. It could be yours. Yes.
Yes. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my three-way love affair. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm a 40-year-old married woman, and my husband and I have a sister friend that has been a major part of my life since I was 7 years old. We did everything together, even went to college, the same college, and graduated at the same time. When I got engaged, she got engaged. Our fiancés didn't get along, so my man would always take my bestie's side when she was having an issue with her fiancé. A few weeks after we got engaged, my man told me that my bestie's man was cheating on her. I was shocked and hurt when I saw the video of her fiance asleep naked over his side chick's house. My man and I decided not to tell her anything, but then my man got really upset with the dude and went out and told my bestie about the cheating. She was so devastated. She stayed with us for 2 weeks and called off their engagement. So now that we're married, she's part of our family. She travels with my hubby and I, and she comes for weekly movie nights at her house. She's dating again, and when she meets men, she brings them to meet us so we can pass judgment on them. I've been noticing lately that my husband is more opinionated than usual, and none of the guys have been good enough for my bestie. That's a red flag for me. So I jokingly asked him if he'd like to clone himself so my bestie could be with a man just like him. He got very irritated with me, so I have been wondering if something is going on with him and my bestie. As a test, I told him that we're going on an anniversary trip alone. He said it would be weird to leave my bestie out. I asked him if we are in a three-way love affair. He laughed it off and said no, but does he really care about her feelings? What's going on here? Well, yeah. He does care about her feelings, as do you. I mean, you called her your sister friend. You guys have been together since 7 years old. So, yeah, he cares about her for sure. And if you ask me, he's certainly acting like a guilty, jealous man when she brings other men around. I'm very surprised it took you so long to notice a red flag. I think there have been several. First and most importantly, when you and your husband agreed not to tell your bestie, he's the one who told about the cheating. That's a major red flag. That's not really what men do. They don't snitch on each other. Now he's so concerned about her and who she dates. You guys have movie nights together and she travels with you. What you're feeling is right. You know, it is a three-way love affair. Who or what couple do you know whose husband can behave how your husband is behaving about her? And that there's nothing going on. Just think about that. He's doing way too much when it comes to her, and you need to check them both. You don't have to catch them in the act or anything like that to know what's going on. You already suspect them anyway. So I say you confront them and get it over with. Steve?
Wow. Well, it's interesting. It's an interesting letter. I will say this about women. Most of the time, what you feel is real most of the time. It's because God gifted you all with this thing called intuition. He gave it to you more than he gave it to men. Women are born with it. You should trust it and lean on it. So usually what you think or feel is usually real. You're a 40-year-old married woman. Your husband and I have a sister friend. That's interesting. That's been a major part of my life since I was 7. We did everything together. This is very important in this whole letter. We did everything together. Now pay attention, y'all. Even went to the same college, graduated at the same time. When I got engaged, she got engaged. That's everything. That's everything. Our fiancés didn't get along, so my man would always take my bestie's side when she was having an issue with her fiancé. A few weeks after we got engaged, my man told me that my bestie's man was cheating on her. I was shocked and hurt when I saw the video of her fiancé asleep naked over his side chick's house. Stop. Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute.
What?
You're saying that your man told you that your bestie's man was cheating on her. And then right after that, you said, I'm shocked and hurt when I saw the video of her fiancé asleep naked over his side chick's house. Where your man get the video from? Where did your man get the video from? Now, let's just do some hood logic here. One of two things was happening. Either the fiancé who don't get along, the fiancés that don't get along, he gave your husband the video, like, hey, check me out. Or your husband made the video. Maybe two things can happen. Maybe two things can happen. Hello?
On, Steve.
Hello, y'all do everything together? Hello?
Oh,
I'll be back.
Oh, that thought. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my three-way love affair. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is my three-way love affair.
40-year-old married woman and husband, they have a sister friend. Well, it's a husband now, but we're going to take you on this journey. And the sister friend been a major part of this woman's life since age 7. They do everything together. Keep that in mind. Even went to the same college, graduated at the same time. When I got engaged, she got engaged. Our fiancés didn't get along, so my man, which is her fiancé, the writer of this letter, would always take my bestie's side when she was having an issue with her fiancé. Now, a few weeks after everybody got engaged, my man told me that my bestie's man was cheating on her. I was shocked and hurt when I saw the video of her fiancé asleep naked over his side chick's house. I'm confused. Where did your man get this video from? Because they don't get along. The two fiancés don't get along. And the two fiancés don't like each other. He always siding with the girl. Where did he get the video? Because if I don't like a dude and we ain't cool, why would I show him a video of me asleep over another chick's house? What purpose did that serve? Unless your man was there and took the video. You hear them crickets?
We don't know.
Did you hear them crickets just now?
Man, yeah.
I got you thinking, ain't I? My man and I decided not to tell her anything, but then my man got really upset with the dude and went and told my bestie about the cheating. Like Shirley said, what man do that? What man does that? She was so devastated, she stayed with us for 2 weeks and called off her engagement. So now that we're married, now y'all married now, she's part of our family. She travels with my husband and I. She comes for weekly movie nights at our house. Okay. She's dating again, which means that she ain't got no problem meeting men. But check this out. And when she meets men, she brings them to meet us so we can pass judgment on them. So it don't take this chick long to meet men because she ain't got no problem meeting men. So I'm assuming that your girl is attractive. And I think your girl is attractive to your husband. So attractive that he wants her around everywhere. So now y'all traveling together. Y'all doing movie nights at the house. I've been noticing lately that my husband is more opinionated than usual, and none of the guys have been good enough for my bestie. That's a red flag for me. I had a lady on my talk show one time say women should stop collecting red flags. It's a red flag for a reason. Stop collecting them. But you done put this one in the backseat of the car. So I jokingly asked him, I'm joking, you know, would you like to clone yourself so your bestie could be with a man just like him? He got irritated with me, so I've been wondering if something is going on with him and my bestie. As a test, I told him that we're going on our anniversary trip alone. He said, it'd be weird to leave your bestie out. I asked him if we were in a three-way love affair. He laughed it off and said no, but he does really care about her feelings. What's going on here? Okay, you ready? You ready? What you think going on? Because that's what you wrote the letter for. Usually what women think and feel is the deal. I've said that. Now, the fact that this whole letter took you this long to write, and then your last question is, what's going on here? It's really amazing to me. Now, when he said, when you told him y'all was going on y'all anniversary trip alone, and he said it'd be weird to leave my bestie out, I asked him if we are in a three-way love affair. Yeah, that's what you're in. That's what you're in. But, you know, you got to be careful what you say and let come out your mouth. You did say y'all do everything together, didn't you? Ain't that what you said?
It's in there, Steve.
Didn't y'all invite this third party into y'all's life and home? Don't she go on all the trips with y'all? And she eager to go. She'll never say, girl, y'all need some boot time. I ain't finna go up there and be no third wheel. Because that's what most people say. Girl, I be sitting up having no dinner with y'all and everything, and I'm the only one, I ain't got no man. Well, she ain't saying that because she got a man. Yeah, because when he go down there to get the coffee, where you think he stop? When he go to the gym and the spa on the trip, well, who you think at the gym and the spa? His gym work getting done in that other room. Let me ask you another question. You ever notice that the two of y'all ain't ever alone together? I'm talking about you and your girlfriend. You ever notice that?
Oh, wow.
Huh? Yeah, have you peaked that game? When y'all go on the trips, it ain't ever you and your girl going down for coffee or tea. He always going somewhere by himself. But you don't see her. She don't come. Girl, since he going to the gym, I'm going to come on up. No, because the gym work getting done in her room.
Push-ups,
sit-ups, pull-ups, jumping jacks, mountain climbers.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot of cardio.
Knee bends, all right, bend overs, a lot of downward dog. We're doing yoga.
Leave us your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at steveharveyfm.com, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.